Joe, before you're cleared, do you have a love for God?
Check.
Time for God?
Check.
Is your Bible open?
Check.
Do you have no distractions?
Check.
Well, Joe, we are cleared for takeoff.
Heaven, how might this be my story? Heaven, how very soon I'll be gone. Heaven, how to my mansion in glory. When you hear the trumpet sound, I'm heaven bound.
Cleared for Takeoff is a preparatory program for your faith journey. And now, here is your host, Deacon Joe Montone.
Good morning, my friends, and welcome to our program, Clear for Takeoff, here at Holy Spirit Radio. My name is Joe Montone, your host, and it's a privilege and a pleasure to be back here with you on the air at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. This is the third Sunday of Lent coming up, my friends, and we're going to be focusing on the readings. But before we do, let's go through our checklist. Number one, do you have time for God this morning? Check. Is your heart full for God? Check. Are your Bibles open? Check. And are you free of distractions? Check. And if you've answered yes, my friends, to the four questions, then we are ready to engage in the Word of God. Let's go to our first reading from the book of Exodus, chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. And here it is. Moses was tending the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian. Leading the flock across the desert, he came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There an angel of the Lord appeared to Moses in fire, flaming out of a bush. As he looked on, he was surprised to see that the bush, though on fire, was not consumed. When the Lord saw him coming over to look at it more closely, God called out to him from the bush, "Moses, Moses." He answered, "Here I am." God said, "Come no nearer. Remove the sandals from your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. The God of Abraham, and I am the God of your fathers," he continued, "the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob." Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. But the Lord said, "I have witnessed the affliction of my people in Egypt, and have heard their cry of complaint against their slave drivers. So I know well that they are suffering. Therefore, I have come down to rescue them from the hands of the Egyptians and lead them out of the land into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey." Moses said to God, "But when I go to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' if they ask me, 'What is his name?' what am I to tell them?" And God replied, "I am who am." Then he added, "This is what you shall tell the Israelites: I am sent me to you." God spoke further to Moses, "Thus shall you say to the Israelites, 'The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, has sent me to you.' This is my name forever. Thus I am to be remembered through all generations." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And in the book of Exodus, my friends, we see that God said to Moses to remove the sandals of your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. And this is powerful as we see Moses developing a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, with God our Father. The Lord explains to him that holy ground is sacred and that we need reverence, deep respect for things that God values as sacred. Are we, my friends, respecting our church the way we should? Are we respecting the altar? Are we respecting the Eucharist? Or can we raise the standards? Are we respecting and showing great respect for the Word of God? Or can we do better? This is important, my friends. And the Lord said, I have witnessed the affliction of my people in Egypt, and I've heard the cry of complaint against their slave drivers. So I know well what they are suffering. And God hears our cries, my friends. He hears our prayers, and in His time and in His way, He will answer those prayers. And everyone is in a different situation, as we know, with challenges and struggles, burdens. But we need to keep the faith and to continue to develop that relationship with God as Moses did himself. But we also need to value the things that God values. We need to look at the morals, the values, the principles, the ethics that God puts forth to us in the Word of God. Once again, do you and I show a great respect, a deep respect, a reverence for the Eucharist, for the Holy Mass? Do we value things the way God values them? Or can we raise the standard to show a greater level of respect when we walk into the church, as we prepare for coming to church? Can we show greater respect for the Word of God by reading the Word of God and engaging in the Word and then living it out, sharing the Word of God? We live it and we love it. And it's important, my friends, because God calls us to a higher level of respect for the things that He calls sacred. And once again, He says, remove the sandals from your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. This is important. And God goes on to tell Moses that His name is I Am Who Am, and that I am sent you. This is my name forever. This is what He is to tell the Israelites. Do you know God, my friends? Do you have a relationship with God? Because God says here in the book of Exodus, thus am I to be remembered through all generations. Are you and I passing on the faith to the next generation, to our children and grandchildren? Or do we speak of superficial things only? Current events? Can we engage deeper, my friends, into the Word of God? Because the Lord says that He should be remembered for all generations. Therefore, isn't it important that you and I speak of the Word of God, share the Word of God with our children and grandchildren, with our friends and neighbors, so that we can pass it on to the next generation? Very critical, my friends. If you go back 30 years, do you remember your parents or grandparents sharing with you the Word of God? Was there a blessing at the dinner table? or did we just sit down to eat? Do we engage in the Holy Mass week in and week out, or is it something we just do for Easter and Christmas, or once in a while when we go to weddings or funerals? Think about it. Once again, God said, "Thus am I to be remembered through all generations." We don't want to forget about God. And although today we have entities who are trying to remove God's word, to remove his values, his principles, his commandments, but you and I, my friends, are called to stand up strong for the faith and to pass on the faith to ensure that our kids remember that God will be remembered, that he will be reverenced for all generations. And that's powerful. Let's go on to our second reading. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, the people of Corinth. Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 to 6 and 10 to 12. I do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, that our ancestors were all under the cloud and all passed through the sea, and all of them were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. All ate the same spiritual food and all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from a spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was the Christ. Yet God was not pleased with most of them, for they were struck down in the desert. These things happened as an example for us, so that we might not desire evil things as they did. Do not grumble as some of them did, and suffer death by the destroyer. These things happened to them as an example, and they have been written down as a warning to us, upon whom the end of the ages has come. Therefore, whoever thinks he is standing secure should take care not to fall. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And in the second reading, my friends, from the mouth of St. Paul to the Corinthians, we see that God was not pleased with most of the people, for they were struck down in the desert. And this is important, my friends, because objectively speaking, is God pleased with you and I? How do you know God is pleased with you? How do you really know? Do you have peace with God? Do you have a relationship with God? Are you lined up with what God says to do and not to do, or are we doing it our way? WFG, what feels good. And this is important, that God is pleased with you and I. Do we go forward day in and day out trying to do things that put a smile on God's face? The Lord says, whatever you do for the least of my brothers, you've done it for me. So what are we doing to please God in daily life? Are we being good husbands, faithful to our wives? Are we being loyal wives, faithful to our husbands? Are we spending quality time with our children? Or do we neglect our kids, abuse our children? Are we too strong with them? Or are we fair and we have balance? Do we love our kids enough? Do we tell them that I love you? Or do we hold back, offering very little love to our children? And the word goes on to say this: these things happen as an example for us, so that we may not desire evil things as they did. So in your daily walk, my friends, do you and I desire evil things? Things that God does not want us to engage in? Are we alcoholics, drinking excessively? Are we engaged in drug use? Sexual promiscuity? Are we involved, my friends, in illegal activity? Think about it, my friends. This is important because, once again, the word goes on to say this: these things happen to them as an example. They have been written down as a warning to you and I, my friends, upon when the ages have come to an end. And God is warning us. He is protecting us to avoid evil things, to be good people. He says the steps of a good man is an order from the Lord. So you and I must comply with that order to be good men, to be honest, sincere, respectful, accountable, reliable, dependable, trustworthy, loyal to the word of God. Can we raise the standard once again to adhere closer to what God is calling us to do? Or do we proceed in a mediocre way? Mediocrity is not what God is looking for, because God's word says to strive to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. So we need to do it better and better. And we're not machines, but God does call us to work harder, work smarter, to strive to be perfect, to get it right, versus to live with imperfection, to live with mediocrity. God calls us to a higher standard, and it's important. And he goes on to say, therefore, whoever thinks he is standing secure should take care not to fall. So, in God's eyes, we can do many things right, but there can be some things that need correction that are important, and we should take care not to fall. Even when we think we're standing secure. Many years ago, I was on a ladder from my lower roof to my upper roof, changing a gutter, and shifted my weight to try to get up on top of the upper roof, and the ladder came and fell out below me. And I knew I was falling, and I fell to the lower roof about 12 to 15 feet and did two backward somersaults onto the ground and broke three ribs. And so when you're standing securely and fall, my friends, it's a rude awakening. It's a surprise. It's a shock. And I just tell you that God is making us aware of the things that other people have done, that the things that they sought out that were evil had an impact on their lives and their ability to secure eternal life. God's calling us to cleanse our bodies and minds and our souls. He's calling us to be careful when we think that we are standing secure, not to fall. We have to be careful. This, my friends, is important. Let's go to our gospel reading now. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Luke chapter 13, verses 1 through 9. Some people told Jesus about the Galileans. whose blood Pilate had mingled with the blood of their sacrifices. Jesus said to them in reply, "Do you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way, they were greater sinners than all other Galileans? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did." Or those 18 people who were killed when the Tower of Siloam fell on them, do you think they were more guilty than everyone else who lived in Jerusalem? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did. And he told them this parable. There once was a person who had a fig tree planted in his orchard. And when he came in search of fruit on it, but found none, he said to the gardener, "For 3 years now I have come in search of fruit on this fig tree, but have found none. So cut it down. Why should it exhaust the soil?" He said to him in reply, "Sir, leave it for this year also, and I shall cultivate the ground around it and fertilize it. It may bear fruit in the future. If not, you can cut it down." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And in the Gospel of Luke today, my friends, God calls us to repent and to turn away from sin and to be faithful to the gospel. But to repent, to ask God for forgiveness, to admit the sins we have committed in the eyes of God, and to make peace with God and to go forward. And he says if we don't repent, we will perish as other people did. So you and I, my friends, are called during the season of Lent to focus on the sacrifice that our Lord Jesus Christ has made, giving his life for us, giving his life for us to have a chance to have access to eternal life with our Father in heaven. When was the last time, my friends, that you and I went to confession? When was the last time that we knelt down privately before God and asked him for forgiveness for the sins that we have committed today, this week, this year? God calls us to a clean slate. And in the season of Lent, he calls us to sacrifice, to be aware, to pay attention to detail, and to prepare for the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ is so powerful an event that world time is based on this event. And when we look at the preparation that the Lord did for this event, we go to the Holy Rosary, my friends, the Sorrowful Mysteries, where we see, you know, the five Sorrowful Mysteries, the events that took place leading up to the death of Jesus, the agony of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, where he says to the Father, "Father, please take this cup from me. Nevertheless, let your will be done. Not my will, but your will be done." And he accepts the will of God. What is the will of God for you, my friends? What God says to do and not to do in the Word of God is the will of God for us, my friends. He calls us to live a different way, to make sacrifice, to adhere to his word. But in the Sorrowful Mysteries, The second sorrowful mystery, the scourging of Jesus at the pillar. The greatest beating of all mankind taking place, and Jesus was the victim, and he did it for us, and he accepted it. He could have stopped it at any time. The crowning of Jesus with thorns. How many times have you and I sinned, my friends, and added another thorn to the crown that Jesus had worn? Think about it, my friends. Are you and I in a sinful life right now, today? Are we doing things backwards? Are we opposite or opposed to what the Word of God calls us to do? Or are we aligned properly? Do you need to make changes? Are you living in sin? Are you involved in illegal activity? God says, thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not bear false witnesses against thy neighbor. What kind of life, my friends, are you and I leading today? Is it lined up with the Word of God, or is there room for improvement? Do we need to make changes? Today is the day to make those changes, to take the first step, and to begin a new life, a clean slate. And God calls us to repent, to admit our sins, and to ask for forgiveness. God says if we don't, we will perish as others have. In the Word of God today, we see God making the analogy of a person and the fruit that he produces. A tree and its fruit. What good, my friends, what good fruit have you produced today, this week, this year? A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a rotten tree cannot bear good fruit. We are called to bear good fruit, my friends. This is an objective for us. It's a goal for us each and every day. And we want to remember that God is calling us all as his children to live a good life, to repent, and to be faithful to the gospel. During the season of Lent, my friends, this is our opportunity to begin a new life, a clean start, a clean heart, and begin things that we haven't done before to please God. And God calls us once again to be honest and to repent. I encourage you this week, my friends, to take the first step, to repent and to be faithful to the Word of God. That's our show for today, my friends. Have a great day. My name is Joe Montone, your host here at Holy Spirit Radio and our program, Clear for Takeoff. Have a great day and God bless.
You have been listening to Cleared for Takeoff with your host, Deacon Joe Montone, a weekly preparatory program for your faith journey.